And we were all the kids in the car, and my wife and I, and we were looking for a place to go swimming because there's a lot of water over there. And so, but we were trying to find a place that was secluded to where the kids could all swim and have a good time, and it wouldn't be, they wouldn't have a lot of people that are half undressed under, you know, and so on. So I thought, well, let's drive up this cul-de-sac and maybe we can find a house that's empty and nobody's there, and we can go back behind their house and go swimming in the lake. And so we were looking around, and we couldn't find anything up in this particular cul-de-sac. And so we were driving back out, and there was a man down the road that was walking toward us. And I thought, hey, let's stop and ask that guy if he knows a place. And so we stopped, rolled down the window, and says, hey, do you know a place where we could go swimming and where it's private? We don't want to swim where all these naked people are. We want to go swimming where, you know, we're all dressed. And he says, well, you can go swimming behind my house. I just live up a few doors up here, and there's nobody there, and it's all empty, you know, and so on. You can go swimming back there. I said, wonderful. He says, show us where you live. And so he took us up there and went in the backyard, and the kids just loved it. They went and jumped in the water and started having fun swimming. And so I said, well, what were you doing, you know, walking up the road? And he said, well, I was just down to the post office, and I was mailing a letter and walking back home. And I was looking up in the sky, and I said, God, if there's a God, would you send somebody to tell me about you? I said, God just answered your prayer. He said, sit down on this pier. And I went and got my Bible out of my car and came here and sat down here and led Steve Chandler way back in 1992 or 3, something like that, to the Lord Jesus Christ. But God blesses whenever you're trying to do right. Really does. Somebody said that my wife and I decided we didn't want kids. So they put an ad in the paper and said, if you're interested, please contact us immediately, and we'll arrange to drop them off. So, do you know, being happy, when your loved one is happy, and you're the reason for it, it brings a lot of joy to your own heart. The biggest problem that we don't have happiness is we're selfish. And I mentioned that a little bit in previous sessions, you know, but everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to be glad. But the devil wants everybody grumpy. The devil wants everybody sad. The devil wants everybody grumpy, 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 and he doesn't want anybody glad. You know, if you are happy, if you're searching for happiness, you'll never find it. Right. But when you're trying to help somebody else be happy, you'll find it. Amen. It'll be an accidental thing. You try to make your wife happy, it'll make you happy when you see her happy. Yeah. Try to make your children happy, and it'll make you happy when you see your children happy. You know, and that'll be lasting happiness. The Bible says, and God figured that there was going to be a few people like you and I that have to have something said more than once in order for it to sink in. God said this 6 times in the Bible. He that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. That's in Matthew 10 and Matthew 6 and Mark 8, Luke 9 and Luke 19 and John 12. And so 6 times in the Bible, God says that he wants us to find or lose our own life. Think about somebody else other than yourself. You know, if you do that, you have to do it on purpose. Because you're a sinner. And you think of yourself first. What do I want? Oh, how we need to program ourselves, make ourselves think of the other person. There's a book called Try Giving Yourself Away. Now, if we could take that philosophy and put it to practice in our lives, it would do a whole lot for you, and probably just about more than anything I could say the rest of the service here today, except maybe salvation. We need to be concerned more for the needs of others than the needs of ourselves, and the happiness of others than the happiness of ourselves, and the joy of others than the joy of ourselves. You, if you're normal, cannot see somebody when you're out in the world here somewhere weeping without the thought going in your mind, wonder what's the matter. Wonder why they're weeping. But also when you see people laughing, smiling, you wonder, what have they got to smile about in this wicked old ungodly world that we live in? You know, lose yourself and you'll find what you were looking for when you were trying to find yourself. Joy and happiness and peace and satisfaction are never found by those who seek them. But when you're trying to help somebody else, oh, that brings comfort to your soul. When you make somebody else happy, oh, that makes you happy. It comes back. And as I mentioned in the last session, you know, if you want friends, will you be friendly? If you want a blessing, bless somebody else. If you want things, give, and it shall be given unto you. Whatever you desire, give it away. Give it away to somebody else, and God will give it to you. And you'll find heaven. Try to make your spouse happy. Do things to make your spouse happy. Spend time making your wife or your husband or your children and so on happy. And God will answer your prayer. And in doing that, it'll come back to you. And you'll be able to pillow your head at night and smile as you go to sleep. And what a way to go to sleep. Two Frenchmen living in England. They discussed the possibility of becoming citizens of England. Well, one of them decided they would go ahead and become a citizen, and they did. And the other one decided not to do it. And so after he became a citizen of England, the other guy said, well, yesterday you became a citizen of England. How do you feel? You feel much different now? He says, well, yesterday Waterloo was a defeat. Today it was a victory. Yesterday you and I were countrymen. Today you're a foreigner. You know, Christians need to get to the place where they say, I'm not just going to sit on the bank and dangle my feet in the water. I'm going to jump in.
Yeah, very good.
I'm going to jump in. Oh, if you would only jump in. We started yesterday talking about if you can, Brother Starr said, if you can just get one thing from this conference. You know, but I tell you what, I've heard, and I've done most of the speaking, but I've heard other people, they gave me some good things.
Amen.
Man, y'all can take more than one thing home today with you. My life, my love, I give to thee. Thou precious Lamb who died for me, oh, may I ever faithful be, my Savior and my God. I'll live for him who died for me. Oh, happy then my life shall be, I'll live for him who died for me. My Savior and my God. There was a ship that sailed out in the ocean, and it was a whole ship full of birds. When they got out in the middle of the ocean, one of the birds got loose, and he took off, flew in the air, and he flew around for a long time. He said, "Man, I'm free now, I'm free." But it wasn't too long, and he found that ship again and landed on the ship. And the ship that he thought was a prison was his life's blood. He saved his life by being able to land back on the ship. No longer was it a place of bondage, but a place of security. No longer a place of slavery, but a place of refuge. When you lose yourself in other people, that is a blessing in disguise. Man, how we ought to just do something for somebody. Be good to somebody. Help somebody. I'm preaching in churches all over the country, and I tell the people, I say, you know, I used to tell my people on the way to church, why don't you have a word of prayer in your own heart and say, "God, help me to be a helper, a blessing to somebody in the church today. Maybe a man that's having problems, if you're a man, you know, and maybe I can be an encouragement to another man. If you're a lady, maybe you can help another lady to kind of overcome a burden in her life," and so on. You come to church and be a help to somebody, and then you go home from church and, man, you were trying to help somebody else, but God came down and gave you some blessings, and you go home with a smile on your face. Whoa, I helped somebody. Praise the Lord. There was a lady that was married to a man. He was an awful man. He made her cook the food, and he made her iron the clothes, and he made her wash the dishes, and he made her do this, and made her clean the house. And then one day he died. I don't know that she helped him to do that. I don't know that for sure. But one day he died. And then a few years later, she met another man and fell in love with him and got married. He treated her like a queen. Guess what she did? She washed the clothes, and she cleaned the house, and she did the dishes, and she did all of the things that her other husband made her do. But she did these because she loved her husband. And it wasn't bondage to her. It was doing what she could to make her husband happy because he loved her so much. Oh, how we need to give ourselves away. Stop being selfish in our life, and God will bless you with that. You know, you say, "Well, I believe being free and doing what I want." Well, wait till you've been out in this old cruel world very long, and you'll see that the security of the ship is what you were looking for. You need to get back and be what you ought to be. You know, there is a need this day for everybody to lose themselves and start serving others. Yeah. To start helping your wife be happy by doing things for her. Start helping your husband. My wife is saying, "Amen, amen. That'd be a good idea. I hope he's listening to his own preaching." You know? And man, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to be able to smile when you come in the door at each other? Rather than, "What am I going to have to deal with today?" You know, when you invest your life in other people, that's the way you get happy. Don't live for yourself. That's a wretched way to live, living for yourself. You'll never find happiness living for yourself. A lot of people have bucket lists of, "I want to do this before I die." Well, why don't you put in that bucket list, "I want to make my wife happy. I want to make my husband happy. I want to make my children happy. I want to make my church family happy." You know, are you happy? You'll never be happy because of what folks do for you. You'll be happy for what you do for other folks. Lose yourself in a cause. Did you ever hear about anybody playing a whole ball game, and after the ball game was over, they found out that they broke their finger, or they busted their nose, or their ear was half torn off, and they hardly even knew it till the game was over. Why? They were so engrossed in that ball game. We think about ourselves too much. We do too much feeling sorry for ourselves. Oh, how we need to quit that and start feeling for other people. Martin Niemholzer, he was against Hitler, as anybody ought to have been, and he was put in prison. And a chaplain went to see him. And the chaplain was sitting there and said to Niemholzer, "Why are you here?" And Niemholzer said to the chaplain, "Let me ask you a question, sir. Why are you not here? Why don't we all get involved in helping somebody? Just pray before you even leave here. Lord, help me to be a blessing to somebody before I even get home." There was a man in China, and he had heard and noticed that there was an earthquake there, and he noticed that there was going to be a tsunami hit their island. And the city and the town was all way down that hill, and there was not time to go down the hill and round up the town and get him up there, get the people up there. And what he did is he set his rice field on fire, so the people would come up and try to put it out and help him. And all this town came up the hill, and the tsunami hit, and he saved the lives of everybody in town. But he gave his farm as the price. Do you think he was ever sorry that he did that? No. When you help somebody else, it brings joy to your heart and your life. Somebody wrote, "I have a burden, Pastor, that I'd like to lay on you." I listened, though he never knew that I had a burden too. I took a tearful look toward mine, then his came into view. It was plain to see that my burden was the larger of the two. I saw his load alongside mine, and they were both real, but the yoke he bore was made of wood, and mine was made of steel. To him I said, "Come unto me, I'll gladly carry thine." Then whispered unto selfishness, "But who'll carry mine?" I safely laid my burden down to help him his to bear, while knowing that my heavy load I'm not allowed to share. I'll help him with his burden, then regain mine after a while, when I will sigh and weep once more. Well, now I force a smile. I felt the chains of bondage fill a captive, till a captive came to me. He bade me help him break the bands and aid him to be free. I saw the fetters binding him and felt a pity pain, for his were made of little rope. Mine were made of heavy chain. I laid aside my heavy chains so he could, my help could borrow. I'll help him free him of bondage now, and think of mine tomorrow. A doubter knocked at study door. I had an urge to groan. Why bring your pebble doubt to me when mine is made of stone? I smiled at him and listened, while believing in my doubt. I laid it down reluctantly and feigned about a happy shout. I sat alone in darkened room and felt a shadow knife. Another came to share with me some darkness in his life. As I compared my night with his dark possessed a lack, for his was just an evening shade, while mine was midnight black. I slowly laid my nighttime down to help him seek for light. I tread my dimming path again when I have made his bright. A troubled soul came to my door, a problem to confide. I had a problem too that day. It was hard for me to hide. My problem was a mountain steep, and his was just a hill. My problem was an ocean wide, and his a tiny rill. Yet 'tis my lot to fill his need and put mine on the shelf, for I must lay my heartache down and hide it from myself. He told me of a broken heart while mine was breaking too. I told him of a mending God who maketh all things new. He told me of his thirsty soul. I gave him living water, and he said he was a broken vase, and I told him of the potter. Another came when I was sick to say that he had the flu. His fever was 101. Well, mine was 102. Another came when I was faint to say that he was weak. Another came when I was dumb to say that he could not speak. Another weeping seeker came for me his tears to dry. I went alone and wiped my eyes, then told him not to cry. Another came when I was tired to say he needed rest. I lifted him with weary arms and tried to give him rest. And now it's late, and all have gone, each one to his shade. So I must find my problems and regain my heavy load. Where is the burdens that I had borne? I had it a while ago. Where is the problem that I must solve? I left it here, I know. Where is the darkness I once knew? I now see only light. The change, the tears, the pains, the fears are nowhere now in sight. I cannot find my broken heart. Where is my fevered brow? I have a song. The tears are gone. I cannot find them now. My sickness now hath turned to health, and trust replaceth fright. Assurance covers all my doubts. My darkness now is light. I heard a voice from heaven say, my children, my child, 'tis always true. When you take care of others' needs, I'll take care of you. Amen. Can we bow our heads in prayer? Jesus, you're so good to me, and I'm so grateful. Lord, I know that you're better to me than I deserve. But God, I praise your holy name and thank you so much for being so good to me. And Lord, these are good people that I've had the privilege of speaking to. And God, many of them have burdens and things they're carrying that are so heavy. God, would you just search around this auditorium and slip down beside the ones that are having the biggest difficulty and give them a hug. And Lord, let them know that you love them and that you'll help them through this storm that they're going through in their life. Oh God, help us each to take golden nuggets of things that we've heard here in the last day and apply them to our lives. And Lord, in the process of going to work and working on things, you'll answer our prayers as we serve others. Others, Lord, yes, others. Let this our motto be, that even while we kneel and pray, our prayer be for others. Oh God, bless this dear crowd of people. Help them, Lord, to raise their children for thee. Help them to love their spouse. Help them, Lord, to serve others, and then you'll bring happiness to each individual. Please answer our prayers. In Jesus' name.